E1, number 8A.
All right, we go on and investigate which ideas of the seven synonymous terms would have a place value on the level of science itself in order that we could state the law in its purity. We have seen in mind, actually, we only had law, power, intelligence. And if we go the next one to spirit, and we consider what ideas of spirit could be placed here so that they fulfill our criteria, you see how necessary it is to first to state our criteria so that we just can measure any idea of spirit. So if we would go now through the compendium of spirit and would look up those characteristics characterizing spirit, say we would find there, for instance, the birth of spirit. No. Oh, no. Why not? It's a process and? I didn't understand you.
Well, we say it's in turn. So
birth, yes.
Because spirit is the only,
yes. Mm-hmm. So birth wouldn't be, would not be right because of which one here, of A, B, C? No time, no space, nor is no sense. Huh? Yeah, so in many ways it wouldn't be right. If we would take in spirit that spirit bears fruit? No, because would it contradict to A?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Huh? Bearing fruit. In an isness you don't need to bear fruit, even that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If we would have a substance? Yes? Okay. If you agree, substance. In spirit, if we would have unfoldment? No, it's a process, huh? It's a time concept. So neither A nor B would be right there. Mm-hmm. But if we take development instead of unfoldment?
No.
No, very differently, no.
Process.
Yeah, and very time sense. Huh? And if we would have reality?
Yes.
Oh, you are sharp. Reality? Who has trained you? Yes. Spirit brings forth. No? Yeah, because it wouldn't be an isness sense either. Spirit is, what else would you say here?
Purity.
Or pure? Yes, no? Would it be according to A?
Does it imply something impure?
Yeah.
You say purity?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be impure.
It would have a human connotation in it, huh? Because you would only have purity because when you are aware of impurity. Huh? Can you see with purity that wouldn't be right? Huh? Because you only would have purity if you would be aware of impurity. Mm-hmm. Something extraneous would be there. Huh? Yes. What else could you take here? Reflection. Why not? The reason why not? Yes, operational. And why not? Would it have a sense of oneness? Oh, we don't have it's a sense of business, yes. Reflection always has a a counterpart, huh? You could say reflects, huh? Perhaps. But even that would not be nice, because it would be re. Huh? If spirit is its own infinite spirit, you have no re, no coming back. Huh? So reflection, reflex would not be right. What else could you have here? Order. And you had another one 5 minutes ago. The only, huh? That's a typical idea of spirit, huh? Yeah. Can you see that sometimes they are not quite distinctly to be defined, huh? Even with the only, you could say, well, it could indicate there is something else beside me, huh? So, yes?
Max, something isn't quite clear here. We say purity because is not qualified because of impurity, but then why couldn't you say reality isn't qualified because of unreality?
Yes, yes. You have, with every idea, you can have a antithesis, huh? Reality has much more, perhaps, the sense that you are aware of yourself. And you state that you are tangible and real to yourself, huh? Without even indicating that, whereas with purity, you see, you have a sense that nothing extraneous comes into you. It's good that you bring up, because everyone could have an opposite, huh? Law can have an opposite, power can have an opposite, intelligence can have an opposite, like ignorance. Anyone can have an opposite. The point is, how much do these ideas approximate one's own nature? And we will see something, or we can just state it now, because I would have said it afterwards when we have gone through all the seven, but we can state it right now, that we will see that these ideas are only really an approximation, that actually we couldn't break the synonymous term down, even not to these ones. But in order to help the student who may not have, say, a tangible, clear concept of the synonymous term itself, we may help him by approximation. That's a method that is scientific, which is used in every research, that you work with approximations, and actually they are. Finally, you quit them, and you discard even these, and say, it's just mind. But then you must have a good sense what mind is. Huh? So each one of them can have an opposite, just as I said with the only, also somehow hints to the fact that there can be something else. Huh? But it's much more nearer to one's own nature, because one is aware of oneself as being what one is. And so it's a question of gradation, really. All right, let's take soul. Soul is its own infinite reformation. Soul is its infinite balance. Yes? You would say yes? Huh?
Doesn't balance imply something?
Yeah.
What is nothing to balance?
There's nothing to balance in being, huh? Yeah. Being, there is nothing to balance because you have no opposite, huh? It therefore implies no opposites, huh? Yeah. Soul is its own infinite control of soul.
No.
So definite. There comes this no. Why not?
Because you would have to have something outside of self to control.
Yeah. You would have to exercise control over. But if it is one's own, you don't have to control one's own isness. soul is its own infinite identity.
Yes.
You feel that is? Okay. So it's its own infinite identity. Soul is its own infinite joy. Yes? Yes. No. Does not really fit into C. Joy into C. No human connotation. Can you see how the principle of mathematics and joys itself? How principle of physics rejoices over its laws? See, joy is a real human connotation, It's a. Can you see what really is under C? Is no human or material connotation, really, no anthropomorphic sense, You can put under C no anthropomorphic sense. This is one of the ones that most don't like. They would like to see that God is joy, and that God enjoys himself, that God is happiness. It isn't. Joy is really a truly human feeling and reaction to soul. But soul itself, the joy of soul of which Mrs. Eddy speaks. Now you come to the difficulty, you see, that Mrs. Eddy will speak of the joy of soul, but that's all right, but not on this level. Now you begin to see that one begins to read the textbook differently. One now sees that when she speaks about the joy of soul and so on, that is on a very different level, namely on the level of Christian Science. Soul is its infinite ego. Yeah, very definitely, Soul is its infinite unchangeability. Do you say unchangeability? Yes.
It implies change.
It can imply already change.
Unchanging.
As it's unchanging.
But it could change.
Yeah. Therefore, can you see that really the term which brings forth unchangeability is identity? Because there is identity, there is unchangeability. Soul is its infinite symmetry. Is symmetry balance?
No.
Oh, it's not, I guess symmetry is that which brings forth balance afterwards, I think you could say that. You see that in soul you have that sense that everything is in a state of complete symmetry, and therefore there is no chance to get out of of balance, Yeah. Perhaps you can say that, Yeah, balance implies two, and the counteraction, and the counterpower, or something like that. You have to outbalance, not with symmetry.
Symmetry just is.
Symmetry just is. Yes.
Isn't something symmetrical the same, identical on both sides?
Yeah.
Well, how can that be one? Don't you have to have a comparison?
Well, symmetry is. Yeah, you can have, naturally against symmetry, you can have, what is the counterfeit of symmetry? Asymmetry. But even asymmetry can be very balanced in many ways. You would have really unbalanced. I think symmetry is a very wonderful word because it shows that your identity or that the identity of something is completely held in such stability, in such symmetry, that there is no chance to get out of identity, out of balance. Now, you can see how very close sometimes these things are. Soul is its infinite rule. I think so, When we take rule, not in the sense of ruling,
But rule in the sense of law.
Yeah. So it's not the ruling, but in the sense of rule, Else. All right. We just take each time about three or four, because I think there is, there another side remark, which is necessary, I guess, for a good method of approaching any subject. And that is this: try not to be redundant in your study. See, some mentality feel that they achieve more by being very redundant in expression. That if they feel that now you can make a whole list of these ideas, that perhaps it would be better. And the method is really to be simple, to go back just to very few but clear-cut ideas, so that they stick out like a mountain peak, and not get swamped under a lot of words. So I have seen, especially during the last year, that students tried to be very deeply involved in the study and therefore made sheets and sheets and sheets of remarks and would try to put in here dozens and dozens of names and qualities. And all what they attain by it is that the picture gets blurred. But if we have just a few, and actually there are only really few, we get a much clearer picture of the whole thing. So let's take afterwards principle. What could we see here in principle? System, okay. What could we further take?
Government.
How do you feel about government?
No.
You would have to have something to govern, Yeah.
Harmony.
What about harmony?
That's like joy.
Huh?
That's like joy.
That's like joy, yes.
What about harmonious in a relationship?
Principle is its own infinite principle. Does it have relationship?
No.
If it's the infinite one, didn't we have this way. This way. Do we have within the I am that I am infinite interrelationships?
The system has more parts than one.
Yes.
And so if it's a system, it seems to me it would have harmonious interrelationships.
Yeah. So in this way, you can begin to question either system or then put in interrelationships. And again, that's what I want to bring out. You see, again you feel how this level is so pure, that it practically doesn't allow any idea to come in. It's so pure, Because the moment we have interrelationships, you have already within the I am that I am already ideas, And that's why one could question system.
The structure would be in the same category.
And structure, you see. And yet I think these are the only approximations which one really has for principle.
A principle means that it has structure without telling what the structure is. Yeah. So that you feel there is one principle, you could perhaps say the one principle, and be quite happy just with that. Can you see how finely a God's own consciousness of itself is? Do you remember what we saw? That really, that level of science is that lost human touch which brings us away from science into just being. Where we pass science and come into the one and only being. Where being actually does not say, I am a system. I am my own infinite system. So we see more and more as we do these, how they are inadequate in the sense that they are only approximations, helping us really to get the spiritual touch of that whole level. That's the beauty of it. That through the inadequacy, really, of stating these qualities rightly, we come to the purity and holiness of the whole law. Yeah. So it's a great question. Sorry, yes?
Now, inasmuch as this is the level of science,
yeah.
Would it be acceptable here to say principle if it's all infinite science?
Yes, yes, you could say that, and then naturally you would have at once system, and if you have system, then you have to be careful, Then the moment you ask what constitutes system, you just go right down to divine science. So you see how these are interlocked, that one demands the other one. The moment you ask another question, namely what is the system, what constitutes the system, then you have divine science at once. Then you come to the interrelationships.
Are you leaving system there?
Yes, I think you could, just as you could law, that God is his own law. They are all approximations, the nearest we can say. That's why we said always, that's good to remember, that replacing the synonymous term with ideas is breaking it down, breaking it up, the law, and finding approximation to the law. They are no more really pure. And that's what we will feel more and more, and that's the method of really getting to the synonymous term finally, as a tone. Then we don't need the ideas anymore. You can have system, science, structure, you see, without saying what constitutes that structure. Let's go to life. See, its structure principle says to itself, well, I'm my own infinite principle. But it says, what is this principle? It's a principle of a structure. It's a structure principle. It's not just a principle as an amorphous one. It's a structured one. Yeah. In life, what could we get in life?
Life is
isness. It's really isness, It's a great sense that life says, I know that I am, I am that I am. Life is its own infinite isness, aware of its isness. Yeah. See, life is aware, is conscious that it is. It's not unconscious of its isness,
Therefore, it is conscious of its isness. What else could we put here? Exaltation. Implies an opposite, huh? Or implies a raising, huh? And lifting up. Life is its own individuality. Huh? Perhaps, huh? Perhaps, huh? It's undivided in itself, huh? Yeah. Life is its own infinite fullness. Huh? What would you feel? Is this a sense that you just put yourself on the synonymous term, you are the synonymous term, and would you feel that you are full?
No.
No?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh? It gives a space sense, huh? Gives a sense that everything is already full. It gives a space sense, not an isness sense. Yeah?